Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeart Radio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio, list goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. We got plenty of stuff to talk about here today. In about a half hour, 40 minutes or so, we're going to be joined by Paul Fontaine of WrestlingObserver.com. We're going to be talking about the 3 straight UFC events starting Thursday night that are taking place in this, perhaps the biggest weekend in UFC history. Thursday night, Friday night, Saturday night, Aldo versus McGregor. It is a packed weekend for UFC. We'll talk to Paul Fontaine about that here in about 20 minutes. We've also got a lot of news. The Raw ratings for Monday night are out. Didn't quite hit an all-time record low, but terrible third hour number. And by the way, if you saw the third hour of that show, you may be stunned. The rating, quite frankly, was as good as it ended up being at 2.85 million viewers. We can talk about that. The Wednesday Night Wars are tonight. We've got an update on WWE and ESPN. We've got more information on Sami Zayn. The New Japan G1 World Tag League has wrapped up. And we have all of the information about Season 2 of Lucha Underground, which is kicking off in January. All of that coming up after the break. We'll probably take your phone calls and text messages as well. Studio line 425-488-0525. Toll free 844-411-5411. And you can send text messages to 425-780-7566. A lot of stuff to talk about here today. Back in a moment to kick it off. Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
For over 75 years, GEICO's kept an eye on the future, keeping customers happy with things like 24/7 customer support and emergency roadside service. And to prove it, here's one of our commercials from over 75 years ago.
At GEICO, we promise to always find innovative new ways to serve you. In fact, we're so innovative, in 75 years, they'll listen to this old radio commercial and think, wow, they were innovative.
Wow, we are innovative.
GEICO, saving people money for over 75 years.
Big news! The new Sprint LTE Plus network is faster than Verizon and AT&T based on analysis of a recent study by Nielsen. And to celebrate, we're inviting you to join Sprint for the biggest offer in U.S. wireless history. Switch to Sprint and save 50% on most Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile rates. Yep, you heard that right. No gimmicks, no tricks. You have Verizon 6 gig for $60, 30 with Sprint. And if you have 15 gigs for $100 from AT&T, 50 with Sprint. Even if you have T-Mobile's 10 gigs for $80, we'll give it to you for $40. And we won't force you to watch video in low def. Oh, and one more thing. We'll even pay your switching fees up to $650 per line so you can switch to the Sprint LTE Plus network today. Visit a Sprint store or sprint.com/save50%.
Offer coverage not available everywhere for discounted phones. Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, and premium content. Subject to new line $36 activation fee. Credit valid for in plans may not be exact match. See website for eligible plans. Offer ends 1/7/16, savings through 1/8/18. Exclusions and restrictions apply. Contract by ID or reward card requires online registration.
The gift that keeps on giving is almost always just a metaphor. Open it once, gift over. But at TGI Fridays, we have the gift that actually does keep on giving. For just $10, get any endless app, like one of 8 flavors of boneless wings, and we'll keep them coming over and over again. For a bit more, you can switch to another app. Loaded potato skins? Sure. Pan-seared pot stickers? Fine. You can even try them all. We don't care. We're just excited about giving and giving and then giving some more. Endless apps with endless choice are back at TGI Fridays. At participating restaurants for a limited time. While supplies last, other restrictions apply.
Pedro Joe Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, and guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Boy, we got a lot to get into here today, and we'll have even more to get into next week, as next week is Ring of Honor week here on the show as we head into Final Battle. Final Battle is December 18th with a huge lineup. Jay Lethal versus AJ Styles for the ROH title. Adam Cole versus Kyle O'Reilly, which has been built up great on TV. Roderick Strong versus Bobby Fish for the TV title. The Kingdom versus War Machine for the tag titles. Moose versus Michael Elgin. And they have just added Alex Shelley and ACH and Matt Sydal versus Chris Daniels, Frankie Kazarian, and Chris Sabin. So the Motor City Machine Guns on opposite sides of a six-man tag. And all next week, we will be joined by Ring of Honor guests every single day. In about a half hour, Paul Fontaine is going to join us to talk about the UFC shows coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. All 3 days, there are UFC shows. But we're going to kick it off here today with some big news. Everybody's favorite show is back. Lucha Underground, El Rey Network's addictive Lucha Libre wrestling series from Emmy Award-winning producer Mark Burnett, United Artists Media Group, Robert Rodriguez, and Factory Made Ventures returns with an all-new second season Wednesday, January 27 at 8 p.m. It was officially announced today. It is currently in production in Boyle Heights. El Rey is going to offer fans a chance to get reacquainted with the luchadors who combine ancient tradition with extraordinary athleticism. 5 hours of back-to-back episodes from season one will be airing on Wednesdays at 8 p.m. beginning January 6th, culminating with an epic weekend-long 40-hour marathon of the entire season from Saturday, January 23rd at 10 a.m. Eastern to Sunday, January 24th at 2 a.m. Eastern. Every single episode. 40-hour marathon. Starting Saturday, January 23rd. And as noted, Wednesday, January 27th is the return. No mention here that I can see from a cursory glance of Unimas. It's only El Rey. I guess we'll see if that changes. I cannot wait for this season.
I might have to upgrade the cable package again, because if this is not airing on Unimas, I am in trouble. And I just want to say I like the way that
Sling
El
box.
Rey, I guess I could do that. Yeah, I like the way that El Rey does marathons, because on Thanksgiving, I believe they did a Bruce Lee Enter the Dragon marathon. And now to lead into season two, they're doing this 2-day, 40-hour 39-show marathon that they'll be doing. So I know it's because they have a lack of programming, but I will take that as a win for those of us who like badly dubbed, really awesome kung fu movies and Lucha Underground.
Why go halfway? If you're going to do
go
a marathon,
out.
40 straight hours of this marathon.
Damn right. Like, do you
Maybe
really
I'll stay
need-
up the whole time.
Do you need to see a bunch of infomercials overnight? No, no. What you need to see is Lucha Underground so you can reacclimate yourself and get ready for season two, because, again, I hope this show lasts forever. talked about it. I know it's been bandied back and forth about them adding in more, if it was possible, more novella type of things. I don't care what it takes to keep this show on, as long as there is some wrestling in it and it stays as entertaining as season one was, at least I believe it was, then I am fine with whatever they do to keep this show on the air.
Well, hopefully we can get some Lucha Underground guests between now and the big debut at the end of January. In the meantime, let's talk about some news. Obviously, Raw ratings sucked again. Good news, it was not the lowest number of all time. It was only the second lowest modern number. Mm-hmm. Raw did 3.04 million viewers over 3 hours. The only show it beat was the November 23rd show, which did 2.95 million, down from last week. There was a Dallas Cowboys versus Washington Redskins game, which I believe you told me was absolutely hideous. Somebody told me that.
Yes, it was.
Still 14.15 million viewers for that horrible deal.
Big markets.
And last week's game did 10.12 million. So anyway, the 3 hours were 8 p.m. They opened strong, if you want to call it that, 3.27 million viewers. 9 p.m., 3.04 million. And that 10 p.m. hour, which if you remember, this was a horrible hour of television, culminating with that Roman Reigns Sheamus stare down that went on seemingly forever. 2.85 million viewers. Everybody, obviously not everybody, but you know what I mean. Everybody turned off the show in that 10 p.m. hour. And it's funny because if I look at these numbers right here, and granted, this is a small sample size, but these were the periods where everybody was tweeting me saying, that's it, I'm done, I'm shutting this show off. And sure enough, here are the ratings, 3.27, 3.04, 2.85. I don't know what to say about it. I don't want to sit here and rant, but those numbers suck. Go-home show, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, go home. Well, look, if the show after the pay-per-view doesn't matter anymore, why would the go-home show matter anymore? And in fact, they actually cashed in those creative chips long ago. It seems like they get lucky on go-home shows now if something's actually really good with the way they build things up. But I'd love to see the quarter-hour and half-hour breakdowns of this because I'm surprised that Dallas and Washington, I guess I'm not, because it is a marquee, long-time matchup. And look, we all like a good dumpster fire. We will stop and rubberneck at something hideous if it strikes our fancy. And Dallas,
I'm
and
no
Washington,
rubbernecker.
It was certainly going to do that. And again, you know, it had people. There were ramifications for this in New York City and in Philadelphia, let alone Washington and Dallas as well too. So, I'm not surprised, I guess, that the number was that big, but it seems as though I'd like to see it at about 8:30, 8:45, if it just immediately everybody just was that was going to watch football for the most part tuned off, because it goes from that 3.3 million to about 3 million people. And then at 10 o'clock, like you said, I'd like to see where the slip started to happen and if those people actually went anywhere else, too, just besides football, because the game was really bad. So I'm wondering where did the wrestling fan go that turned it off? Where did the casual fan go that slunk away from it, too? We kind of know where football went. Where did everybody else go?
Who cares? They went anywhere. They went to bed.
I'm interested.
Very late.
Well, I'm far more interested in that. I mean, we're talking about these WWE numbers like they matter. I mean, they don't matter. The whole year has sucked. You know, it has been a constant downtrend where we're looking at numbers week after week like this is the Monday Night Wars era. It's not. These numbers don't matter. You know, just look at them all at a month and you see what the numbers are. Who cares? It doesn't matter. They have a long way to go to build things back up, as we've been talking about this week. But we keep bringing up these ratings on Wednesday like they mean something. They don't mean anything anymore. They're just crappy numbers. And
well, they mean something. They've got to get another TV deal in 2 years. And if they fall 15% next year and 15% the year after, they'll be on Pop TV.
But the thing is, we can cross that bridge when we come to it on that, because, you know, they have a long way to go. I mean, we have, I guess, SmackDown to look forward to, so we can look at those ratings and see how they go, too. Doesn't matter. The ratings are in the toilet because the show is in the toilet, because the creative is in the toilet, because everything right now is in the toilet. And you can either sit back and watch it hopefully rise up, or we can see them do what they did on Monday, which is I don't know what that was. That they kind of sort of went half-assed to make an attempt, and almost everything they had on the show fell on its face. Now, it's not going to change overnight, but again, the last 2 weeks haven't been, you know, very good starts on where to go, and I'm more apathetic about it than anything.
Everybody, I was informed today that if you are unhappy with everything here, you should stop buying tickets to the shows. And I'm not encouraging everybody to buy tickets to the shows. I don't want to see WWE go out of business, but the point was made to me that...
Vote with your wallet.
If the ratings are down and Vince McMahon shows up and Raw is sold out, even if the show sucks, it's sold out. And granted, the SmackDown numbers aren't great, but the Raw after WrestleMania is sold out. WrestleMania is going to sell out. SummerSlam is going to sell out well in advance. They're selling out these television and pay-per-view events. They're coming close. And as long as they're selling out and selling a bunch of unicorn horns and getting 1.25 million people on the network, it's not an emergency yet for Vince. I'm sure he would like to shake things up, and he will, but he ain't shaking things up quick unless you stop voting with your wallet. Back in a moment.
What a Observer novel Live. Concept.
Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Taking that time right behind my back.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan silver dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan silver dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. People are on the phone, so let's go to the studio line. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Jim from Virginia.
Yes, Jim.
Two things. You're talking about Lucha Underground. What kind of role is Cheerleader Melissa going to have on it?
No idea.
Okay. Another thing I was going to... Did Ed actually say that the lingerie MMA will shoot...
I think he did.
Oh, my God. I read an article that told exactly how they went down and everything, and they're definitely not suits.
No, they appear to be pro wrestling matches inside a cage.
Exactly. One last thing. What did you think about Allison Kay winning her first real MMA fight?
Well, I haven't seen it yet, but I heard it happened. I saw the picture of her big black eye. Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about this, Jim, as our women's correspondent, which will make Ed furious?
I'd like to know myself. It wasn't on television or maybe they'll put it on YouTube, but I think it's quite impressive. As far as I know, she had little or no MMA experience.
Well, that wasn't a very smart idea then, was it?
Well, I tell you that I look pretty bad, I tell you.
Jim, are you sure this was an MMA fight, or are you being like Ed?
This was a legit, there's a group called, what is it called, Vertex in
Something
Michigan.
Like that.
How about that? That's very impressive.
She doesn't need MMA experience. Remember when we had her on the show? Those people from the Mitten, from Detroit, they're all tough. All of them. And if they're not tough, they at least have something violent in their names, like the Motor City Machine Guns or something like that. And actually, they're tough, too. I shouldn't say that. But Allison Kay is the toughest. So, yeah, it doesn't actually surprise me that she did an MMA fight. It doesn't surprise me that she won. And it doesn't surprise me that she's walking around rocking a black eye, probably as happy as could be.
Well, Jim, thanks so much for the call there and the update. I'm sure we'll get more information as the show goes on here today. To the toll-free line, you're on the air. What's up?
Hi, this is Booty Man for the board.
Yes, Booty Man. Why do you laugh when I say Booty Man? That's your name.
There was just a little bit of a lag time there, so I didn't hear you until the very last possible second.
And then,
quite frankly, I've got a pretty great name, let's be honest.
You know what? You do.
Anyway.
What's your question?
I just wanted to comment on how WWE has been booking their heel champions recently and how Seth Rollins wasn't really over taken seriously and Sheamus wasn't really taken seriously. And I know that Sheamus does a whole bunch of goofy sketches and all the comedy and dances and all that. But I think the main issue is that these guys, no matter what skits that they do, are always treated like they're just a flunky to Triple H. I think that's a much bigger issue. You know, Ric Flair, when he was drawing money, was doing all kinds of stupid stuff and getting punched out in his underwear and getting seduced by people in drag. But he was still drawing money because there was nobody above him. He was still a main guy, even though he had to look bad every now and again and look goofy to get the baby phase over. He was the top of the pyramid. And these days, everybody is just Gilligan to Triple H's skipper. I think that's the main issue.
Gilligan to Triple H's skipper.
Yes.
It's an analogy.
A timely reference.
It's a very timely reference I have not heard before. I want to thank you very much for the call, Booty Man. Yeah. I don't know if that's the problem. I just don't. It's Sheamus. I mean, you can't compare Sheamus to Ric Flair. I'm sorry. You just can't. And, yeah, I mean, there is the issue that Triple H and Stephanie are the only stars, and everyone else is just like a minion. That is a major problem. But I don't know. I appreciate the call, but we've ranted and raved about Raw. I don't really want to talk too much more about it. We just go in circles over and over. Show sucks. Too many Raw, blah, 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 blah. Let's see what this caller has to say. And no offense, Booty Man. It's just, what else do you want us to say about it? To the phones, you're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Ed in San Antonio.
Yes, Ed.
Okay, you're disparaging me, and you're making false statements about what I said. I didn't say it was legit shoot fighting. It's billed as MMA, not wrestling, is what I was saying. And I gave you examples on why it was not a shoot fight, because they had a match with cheerleader Melissa versus Allison Kay, where Allison Kay is barefoot and cheerleader Melissa is wearing knee-high boots, and I don't think the commissions would allow that.
That's your evidence?
Yes.
You know, if Booty Man, who just called in, fought, he'd probably wear booty shorts, and someone else may wear those long Muay Thai trunks.
Yes.
That'd be allowed.
You're not allowed to wear boots in the UFC. And that's what they're trying to portray this as a worked MMA.
Well, maybe it's amateur, and the rules are more lenient. Maybe there is no commission overseeing these. Maybe this is taking place in Kansas.
And regarding Allison Kay, she actually has been training for quite a while at MMA, and her little brother has been fighting for a while, and they actually fought on the same show. And basically what happened in her fight is at the very beginning of the fight, she got eye gouged, and that's what caused the damage, and her eyes swelled shut almost immediately. And luckily they didn't stop the fight, and in the second round she got a rear naked choke and won, and that's how it went down.
Eye gouged.
Yeah.
That's just not right, Ed.
Yeah.
Why didn't they stop the fight after she got eye gouged?
Well, I didn't see the fight. I just read about everything that happened. So maybe,
now,
like you said,
it
was in Kansas, and the Kansas Commission decided it wasn't bad enough to stop the fight.
I don't think this took place in Kansas. Go ahead, Mike.
Well, is it true that this is an offshoot of Paige's mom, sweet Soraya there? Is it an offshoot of a promotion she runs?
What are you talking about, the MMA fight she had, or are you talking about the lingerie stuff?
Well, the Allison Kay with this Bellatrix thing or whatever it is.
Well, Bellatrix, if I'm not mistaken, is basically just pro wrestling. It's basically the Shimmer version in Europe. Is basically,
oh, okay. So this wasn't a separate show. Was this like incorporated into part of the wrestling? Was this MMA match or what's the deal?
Oh, this weekend it was a straight MMA show. It was a whole MMA show, just all MMA.
You know, this sounds to me like I need to get, I want to thank you very much for the call, Ed. Sounds to me like we need to get Sweet Soraya back here on the show to clear all of this up.
We should, and apparently there's a big hashtag going on right now, too, about, was it Sign Soraya?
Book Soraya.
Book Soraya, where she could be in the corner of Paige as Ric Flair is in the corner of Charlotte, and I got to be honest, I would love that, and hopefully they, look, Charlotte is Charlotte, and Paige is Paige, and I know Paige is a lot more popular to some people than she is to me, but seriously, if I after the past couple weeks of them on TV, if I never see them again, it's going to be too soon, but I could handle seeing Flair take bumps for Soraya, and Soraya actually just giving Flair bumps, not even, forget about Flair even taking them, Soraya's just going to give them.
Listen, I already booked a scenario leading to WrestleMania with a Sweet Soraya versus Ric Flair match. I got the whole thing written out. And I hate man versus woman matches, but this one you could make work because it's Sweet Soraya and Ric Flair, and he wouldn't do a thing until he won with his feet on the ropes at the very end.
I hope you have one hell of a curveball, because if you remember this whole I'm sorry, I love you, you know, so you're going to have to get out of that, which means you're going to have some sort of Shawn Michaels in your story
Nah, it's not really a match. It would be more like a...
Is this like Paul E or Jim Cornette and Missy Hyatt fighting with each other?
An exhibition match. An unsanctioned exhibition is what it would be.
Not a contest like Gotch and Hackenschmidt, just an exhibition.
Oh, it'd be a contest, all right. Can they have the most entertaining match on WrestleMania? The answer is yes.
Oh, is that really a contest?
To the studio line, you're on the air. What's up?
Hey, it's Sammy in New Jersey.
Yes, Sammy.
I don't know what to talk about. I don't want to upset you, Brian. I wanted to rant about Raw.
Must we?
No, I don't have to. I could answer a question for you. I could tell you what I did at 10 o'clock. I turned on Donnie.
I'll see.
My roommate.
Oh, my God.
How'd you turn on Donnie? Donnie starts after Raw.
I watch Raw on the USA website, and they have full episodes on demand.
I see.
So I just literally clicked off of Raw and went straight to Donnie to show my friend. And simple answer, that show is good for people who like Swerve. Maybe not as good as Swerve, so you probably won't like it. Probably not your cup of tea, but it was better than Raw. And I must say that your segment last night on the Brian and Vinny show with the Karate Fighters promo, that was better than 90% of Raw of all this year. To quote a great man in wrestling, what's wrong with this guy?
You know, maybe this idea I'm sure will be stolen, but I should make better than Raw shirts. I'd make $1 million.
Possibly.
Too late now, fool.
You just said it.
Somebody else is doing it.
All you do is you put better than Raw on the back of the shirt, and then the front of the shirt is reserved for anything you want.
You know what? Now you really gave them the idea, because now the Young Bucks, it's going to be better than Raw, and it's going to be them super kicking somebody on the front of the shirt. And you know what? They'll be right.
Well, everyone knows the PayPal, brian@wrestlingobserver.com. If you want to send me my royalties for coming up with such a brilliant idea, you may.
By the way, for a percentage of that to go to me.
A couple of news notes. WWE and ESPN, despite there being no segments for the past 2 weeks, WWE alerted us that there will be a segment next week. And let me repeat, despite the fact that there were no segments for the last 2 weeks, we were told in no uncertain terms it was not on hiatus. Isn't, well, by definition, no segment for 2 weeks a hiatus?
Well, I guess
this
so.
This made them upset, though. The segment will be back next week, so I want to clear that up.
Does this have anything to do, though, with Coachman being there or not being there? Because I would assume that this
Well, it did last week. I'm not sure what this week was.
Well, I mean, is he going to be in Vegas this week? Or is he on traveling or something like that because of these UFC shows?
He may have been this week. Maybe that's why there wasn't one this Tuesday. But they said it will return with a new interview this coming Tuesday night. World Tag League Finals, Togi Makabe, Tomoaki Hanma beat Evil and Tetsuya Naito in the finals. And apparently the finishing sequence was very good. We'll talk about that tonight on the show with Dave. And I guess the only other thing to talk about before we go to our next guest is Alberto Del Rio did an interview talking about the whole mega title deal with AAA. And essentially put the blame on the disorganization of AAA. How about that? We'll have a lot to talk about regarding that in the next couple of days. But back in a moment with Paul Fontaine talking UFC next 3 days. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInk.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214, 800-521-3214.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Billions of dollars continue funding every single year to businesses all across this greatest nation on God's green earth. This is Michael Medved for BusinessLoansNow.com, where they don't focus on personal credit. Funding can be used for payroll, equipment, added cash flow, and startups. If your business could use up to $500,000 within just a couple of days or up to $5 million within a week, I encourage you to visit BusinessLoansNow.com. Find out how much your business could qualify for. That's BusinessLoansNow.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, and Paul Fontaine is joining us here on the show today, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We have three shows coming up in 3 days, and Paul, I know that Dave has said this may be the biggest UFC weekend of all time. Would you classify it as such?
I think so.
In terms of fight quality, almost for sure, and maybe even business as well.
Obviously, Saturday is going to be big, but let's start with the Thursday night show. Paige VanZant fighting on Fight Pass. Paige VanZant fighting as well. What do we have coming up on Thursday?
Well, like you said, everybody knows about those two matches. Also got going to be just a war at lightweight with Jim Miller going up against Mike Chiesa, who Josh Nation just had on his show a couple weeks ago. I think it's up on the site. That should be an awesome fight. And the opener, actually, I just noticed this today, Kaylin Curran, who fought Paige VanZant in her debut. Most people that would have saw it would have remembered that was just like they just threw down for three rounds, and Paige got a late knockout. She's fighting in the opener. So, I mean, that's going to be a heck of a card. It's at the Cosmo, which you know from experience is a good place to see a card. And, of course, it's available on Fight Pass as well for everyone.
That's right, UFC Fight Pass. Rose yeah. Namajunas with her new shaved head is facing Paige VanZant. And what's the story with, didn't Paige say that she was going to shave her head and then her sponsors yeah. told her, no, you're not?
Well, yeah, she was going to shave her head to raise, I think, $10,000 or $25,000 for charity, and then you know when she backed down, then Rose stepped up and said, well, if Paige won't do it, I'll do it, and you know that was a bit of a Twitter controversy there. But yeah, like you say, I don't think Reebok would be too fond of her shaving her golden locks.
So let's talk about the two, I guess, highest profile based on their names, yeah. Paige VanZant and Rose. Who's winning this fight? If you were a betting man, Paul, which I know you're not.
What was that, sir?
If you were a betting man, which I know you're not.
No, of course not. That's shady. No, I think Paige is going to take it. She's got more experience. She's relentless. And I tend to find that if you look back over the records, the fighters that fought on that season of Tough that Rose was on have not done very well against people in that division that were not on the house. She had lost to Carla Esparza in the finals of the tournament, and then, you know, Carla Esparza just got blitzed by Joanna Jędrzejczyk. And, you know, Rose is kind of, I wouldn't say steamrolled. Well, she has kind of steamrolled to everyone. Like, she just doesn't stop. She just, like, I don't think there's any striker in any division that throws at the kind of pace that she does. And I just can't see Rose withstanding that.
And then,
as far as Sage, I think, you know, this is just a showcase fight for him. I don't see anything but a first-round knockout there.
Isn't he -1100 or something right now?
To be honest, and you probably don't even believe me, but I haven't looked at the odds.
I don't believe you. Come on now.
No, I really haven't. I usually do, obviously we're a little tongue-in-cheek here. I usually do my betting on the day of the fight, so I haven't really checked out the odds, although obviously Sage is going to be a huge favorite. And I think Paige might be a slight favorite in that fight.
Now, Cody Pfister here doesn't even have a Wikipedia, this poor guy. How can that be?
Because he's really not very good. I mean, he's 1-1 in UFC. He's, you know, he's got a 12-1 record, but, you know, obviously most of that was fought in, or 12-4 record, sorry, most of that was fought in regionals. You know, and Sage, you know, he's finished every single one of his opponents in the first round, except for one who managed to make it to the second. And, you know, he won, you know, Cody lost by submission in his UFC debut. So I this is just a clear showcase.
Well, as of 3 hours ago, I can tell you that Sage was -1250.
Yeah. And I can't see that changing. Like, He's rightfully so. I mean, they shouldn't really be putting him against any real competition at 19 years old. That's they got a potential gold mine there, and they want to bring him up carefully, I think.
Jim Miller is facing Michael Chiesa, and yeah. We had a filthy Tom Lawler on the show on Monday, and he predicted that Michael Chiesa was going to win. Do you agree with filthy Tom?
Well, if I don't, he'll probably beat my ass. So I tend to defer to the guy that stepped into the cage. I'm just really looking forward to this fight. I think it's going to be just a great fight. Chiesa certainly has the tools. Miller hasn't looked terribly great in his last several fights. He won a split decision in his last fight, and he was on a 2-fight losing streak before that. So, but again, he's a tough veteran, and really, when you look at Chiesa, whenever he's had to step up in competition, he's kind of taken a step back. He lost to Jorge Masvidal, and Joe Lozon. Are his two UFC losses. So this is probably the biggest fight of his career, and he really needs to win here.
Next up, we have got the finale of the Ultimate Fighter, Team McGregor versus Team Faber. This is taking place on... This is on Friday.
No, FS1, yeah. FS1 on
Friday. It's FS1 on Friday. And apparently every single fight is on the main card. Is that right?
Well, I don't know. They've only announced 7 fights so far, so I think usually what they do is because the tournament's still going on, the final 2 semifinal fights are tonight on FS1.
I see.
Saul Rogers and Marcin Rozek, and our team Lobov against Julian Orosa. So once those fights are done, then they'll flush out the card, I think. There's four FS1 prelim fights already, and then I would think you'd have probably the tough finale and the consolation would fill out the main card, and then maybe they'll have a couple fights with guys that were on the show. But that one is all about, I'd say the main event, and honestly, there's a couple really fun fights besides the main event on that card. Obviously the main event is Frankie Edgar and Chad Mendez, probably to determine the next featherweight contender. That's going to just be an awesome fight. And then you got Edson Barboza and Tony Ferguson in the co-main, and Joe Lozon and Evan Dunham also on that card. So, those are three great fights on free TV.
Edgar and Mendez, who's winning?
I have a hard time betting against Edgar. Mendez almost, he was... I know you and I both think he was beating Connor. We saw that fight live. And I don't know if he got tired or if Connor just kicked it into another gear and blitzed him at the end of the second round there to get the knockout. But, Edgar's tough. I see that being a 5-round war and probably a split decision. I honestly don't think I'm going to be betting money on that one. Because I just don't have a strong feeling either way. What I do think is that in terms of UFC, I really don't like for them for if Frankie Edgar wins, that's a bad matchup for Conor McGregor. And I think that in terms of future business, I think you'd probably rather see a Mendez win.
But wouldn't a Mendez fight? We were there for that fight. We saw this fight. If he had not gotten tired, he probably could have just took the guy down for 5 rounds and won. And if he goes in there fresh, isn't a fresh Mendez with his takedown ability also a very bad matchup for Conor McGregor?
You'd think so. Although, if you believe Conor, he says he went in with a leg injury. So, who knows? I just know Edgar. I've never seen Edgar do anything but, he's not going to throw down with Conor for 5 rounds. I know that. The only thing that you'd have going for you there is, Edgar's going to get old at some point. Who knows? It could be Friday night. But right now, I have a really hard time. But then again, Mendez, he's only lost to Aldo and McGregor. So this is just a great fight. Those are the kind of fights you love, where you really have no idea going in who's going to win. And that's what I like to see. I do think, these guys have a similar style. So, it would be interesting. There is a potential for, I remember that Edgar Faber fight from earlier this year. It was very skilled, but, it's kind of boring to, especially to a casual fan. And I could see that being like that, only... probably a little bit more dynamic because Mendez obviously is got more power than Faber at this point and definitely better takedown both offense and defense.
Who wins Aldo versus McGregor?
I think McGregor. I think he's in Aldo's head. All those talking about retiring.
Actually, Aldo has said that that is absolutely not true. It was his camp said that he may retire, but he said there is nothing to this.
Well, I still think it just seems like he's in his head, just from everything you've seen. And, of course, it could all be promotion. But I just something tells me I think Connor's, going to win. If the way Aldo wins is if he can get it to the ground. And, I have a feeling he's going to want to prove that he doesn't need to take it to the ground and try to throw down with him. And Aldo got rocked pretty hard against Mendez. And I think Connor has more power than Mendez. And if he's able to tag Aldo like Mendez did, he'll finish him. And if Aldo is able to take it to the ground, then he'll probably grind out a decision. I do think the longer the fight goes, it probably favors Aldo because we haven't really seen Connor go deep at all.
But Aldo has gotten tired going five rounds.
He has, but he always seems to grind out the win, though. And again, Connor's completely unproven. He did have the 3-round decision with Max Holloway, but other than that, he's finished all of his fights early, even his regional fights. So and again, these guys all trained for 25 minutes, so you never know until you get there. But
no IVs.
That's true too. That's true. But I mean, again, everyone talks about Aldo with that. Connor cuts a lot of weight. I think that's going to affect. I think that's kind of a wash for both of them. I do think like that one, that's going to be a great atmosphere. Like that's the reason I bought a ticket. Like I had to be there. And I mean, you know what it was like in July.
It's the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Now you're going to have the Brazilians there too.
Yeah, and finally, Weidman and Rockhold, who wins?
I like Weidman. I saw him beat Anderson Silva. I saw him beat Lyoto, and I think that this is a huge step up for Luke Rockhold. Obviously, he's been preparing for this for a long time, and he's earned his shot, and it's definitely the top two guys in the division. But I just, until somebody beats Weidman, I just have a hard time betting against him.
Was that July UFC when McGregor won not the craziest thing you ever saw?
Oh my God, yeah. Like just even walking out of the place afterwards, like everyone says, like
it took 45 minutes to get out of that building.
Even on the, they're trying to walk out of there alive, and they say, you better hope Connor wins. I'm like, he won in July, and we felt like we weren't going to get out. Like it's, I don't even know what would be worse, but I just know it's going to be a crazy atmosphere. And I got me and Peach got our tickets in the nosebleeds. And we're going to enjoy that fight for sure live.
All right. Well, Paul, very quickly, your Twitter handle.
At Paul Ace Fontaine is my Twitter. And also you can find my writing at WrestlingObserver.com. I also got an article that was up earlier this week. I think it's still on the main page of 5 fights in the in the next week or so that kind of haven't been publicized. And
that's right. Honestly, actually, we got to head to a break. So we'll be back in just a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
An old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. and you are now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here for the final segment of the show, and because it is the final segment of the show, if you do not want a spoiler for a tribute to the troops, shut the show off now. As I noted during the break, Mike, They just taped Tribute to the Troops, and they did a Rusev. The Bulgarian / Russian, whatever he is on any given week. He faced Jack Swagger, the All-American American, at Tribute to the Troops. And Rusev won via accolade.
Stone cold, man.
Can you imagine?
Ice cold. Now, well, look, I know it's the PG era and everything, but maybe we've got Lana out there in some sort of... old USO dancing girls outfit or something like that is some sort of, or he gets beat up and there's comeuppance afterwards, or maybe Swagger and Mantel, Zeb Coulter hug again. And that shows you the unity of America and they'll get there. I have no idea, but I hope they did something other than just have Rusev go over Swagger, because that doesn't seem right.
All I know is I was reading Bob Backlund's book, which is great. And he's talking about his memories of Vince Sr. And he says, Vince McMahon Sr., always the good guy was going to win in the end. He was always selling hope. And now here we are at Tribute to the Troops, which back in the day, it was just straight matches, babyface wins all the matches. And now here we are in 2015, and they put Rusev versus Jack Swagger, and Rusev beats the All-American American with the accolade right there in the middle of the ring. What has this business come to? Be back tomorrow with more, everybody. Daily, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Immediate replays for subscribers at WrestlingObserver.com, commercial free. Got a lot of shows coming up today, only for subscribers. Check it out. We'll be recapping all of the UFCs as well over the next couple of days. A lot of great stuff, WrestlingObserver.com. Thanks, Mike, everybody at Byline. Talk to you again next time. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.